are joined by Jeff O'Brien. He is our attorney, lawyer, barrister extraordinaire from Chestnut Cambrone. And Jeff can talk. You name the topic, he can talk about it. So let's start with this topic. I saw a picture last week of you as a child wearing a Tonya Oliva hitting school shirt, which has made a comeback thanks to, well, I mean, it's Soda Stick does great, some great shirts. Mm-hmm. They have one for Chuck Foreman doing the spin move. How did this thing come back? Well, was it because of
so
you?
What happened? Yeah, kind of. So what happened was it was a couple weeks ago. It was a Sunday morning, and it was the it would have been Kirby Puckett's 61st birthday, and my two favorite twins of all time were Kirby Puckett and Tony Oliva, and largely because of when I met them in person at Tony Oliva Hitting School. My brother and I went there in 87 and 88 when we were in Little League. We went to his hitting school. He had a hitting school at Red Scott Field in Bloomington. They had a big batting cage, and that's where you'd have this hitting school. And once during the camp, Tony would come out, and he would bring players. And both those years, he brought Kirby out. Of course, you know, 87, it was big because the Twins were,
sure,
you know, running, starting, you know, making their run for the first World Series. And the 88 was even cooler because he brought Kirby out of the ring on that year. But they were – so I got a chance to meet Kirby, and I had the – you know, we wear our shirts every day, our hitting school shirts. And somebody I was taking a photograph of me with Kirby, and someone told Kirby, act like you're giving him a lesson. So Kirby started telling me, giving me a lesson as to how to grip the bat, you know, the knuckles over knuckles. I can tell you, I never, ever gripped the bat differently ever since Kirby Puckett told me how to grip a baseball bat. But I put this picture up because it was a Twins Almanac Twitter account, and they said, what's your favorite Kirby memory? And I said, getting this lesson as to how to grip the bat from him at Tony Oliva Hitting School. And I had the shirt on. They tagged in Soda Stick and said, hey, we'd love to have Tony Oliva Hitting School shirt. Soda Stick tags in NHQ. And of course, I know Sean. We all start talking, and I'm working with Anita Oliva, Tony's daughter, on a project. And I reach out and I said, hey, I kind of started something on Twitter. You want to talk to your dad about this? So we ultimately reached a deal. And Tony was very adamant. He was concerned about this not being false advertising. So every shirt will have a hang tag on it that explains that there was an actual Tony Oliva hitting school in the late 80s and early 90s that existed. And this was the shirt that you would get as a camp attendee. Yeah, so they're available now through Soda Stick. They're going to be available. I think you can pick them up through FanHQ or have them shipped to you. There's going to be hopefully some other products coming out of it, but I think it's just really cool because, you know, everybody's got a Tony Oliva story. Everybody just loves Tony if they've met him. And I think it's going to be really cool to be able to, you know, I think we're going to see the people back in Target Field stands this year. I think we're going to see some Tony Oliva hitting school shirts in the stands.
Soda Stick does a great job. They are, they're a sponsor of the Jim Bob Sports Jam with, I co-hosted with Chuck Foreman and Jim Rich, and I have some of their shirts, and they are absolutely phenomenal. I love everything that those guys put out. Jeff, as always, greatly appreciate it. Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. Take a quick break, and the BS show will be right back.